morning, church. Today we will read from Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 18 to 20. Once when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "God's Messiah." Amen.
Good morning, church. Let me extend Ed's earlier welcome to the service today. It is my pleasure to bring our message for us this morning. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to do so. Before I begin, let me pray. yes, dear Father, I just thank you. Thank you for this church. Thank you that we can meet and gather as a family to love one another. Just like your son Jesus loved us. I pray that this morning as we look at your word, that it will be your words which are heard and not my own, and that your spirit would be at work in each of our hearts here this morning. Amen. What I want to do this morning is something called the Rorschach test. Now, the Rorschach test is, to use a technical term, a projective psychological test. Now, to explain it in more simple terms, what it basically is I'll show us a series of funny-looking pictures or ink blots. In the usual test, there's 10, but I'll just have a few this morning. And I'll ask you what you think the picture is of or what it represents. And the idea is that different people's different answers about what they see in the pictures actually reveal something about your personality or your psychological state in some way. Here's an example of one of the pictures from the test. Has anyone actually seen these or something like this before? Maybe online or on TV or something? Anyway, well, I thought it would be fun if we all had a go at doing this together ourselves. And so let's start with this picture here. So why don't you turn to the person next to you or the people around you and ask each other, when you look at that picture, what do you see? All right, is there anyone brave who wants to call out what they see? I heard a bat somewhere. Anything else? A moth? Butterfly? A dragon? Flying monster? All right, we've got a few different options. All right, let's do another one. How about this one? Turn the person next to you again. What do you see? All right, does anyone have any interesting answers to share with the room? Just call them out. A spaceship. That's an interesting one. You got another UFO, a space station. Kung Fu. Maybe like a high five. Yeah, okay. Some more interesting options there. All right, we'll do one more. What about this one? What do you see in this one? Tell the person next to you. This one's left a few of you stunned, I think. Yeah. All right, for the last time, are there one or two people who want to call out what they see, or maybe what the other person said? Seahorses? Women with pink hair? X-ray, yeah. Eiffel Tower? Maybe up the top, caterpillars? Lots of options for this one. Okay. All right, well, let's leave that activity there for now. I think we have plenty to ask each other about at morning tea, and we've learned a lot about each other. Was that fun? Now, you might be wondering, why did I show us these pictures and get us talking about them? No, I'm not actually trying to psychoanalyze anyone here, don't worry. Although I'm sure someone more qualified than me would be able to share some very interesting insights into some of us with some of those answers. But the reason why I wanted us to do this test is because it's a really good example of how different people can be looking at the same thing and yet see something completely different. In my experience, I've seen this same effect be true when it comes to how people see Jesus. In our Bible passage, which Colica read for us a little while ago, we hear about a moment in Jesus' lifetime where he had a rare moment of alone time with just his closest friends, his disciples. And he asked them this question: "Who do the crowds say that I am?" Now, Jesus is using himself kind of like we just used those ink blots. When the people in crowds following him looked at Jesus, what did they see? And the disciples replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." And so we see here that just like we did when we looked at those ink blots, the crowds in Jesus' day had a lot of different answers about who he was. Now, the people in the crowds Jesus is talking about were all people who had heard different rumors about him, and they had come from all over the place around the country of ancient Judea to come and to see him. And because of the different things that they heard and that they saw, even though they're all thinking about the same person, they're all seeing the same Jesus, still, they have many different ideas about who he is. And the answers that the crowds have in the passage are all from the perspective of first century Jews. They thought maybe he was the same person as another popular Jewish person at the time known as John the Baptist. Or they thought maybe he was the prophet Elijah, or a different one of the powerful Jewish prophets from the Old Testament. Because Jesus taught so powerfully and he did amazing miracles like they did. But when I was reading this Bible verse in Luke chapter 9 this week, I thought to myself, if, instead of asking the crowds in first century Judea, what if we ask people in the world today this question? Who do you say Jesus is? What would people say today? Have a think about that question for a few seconds, just by yourself. What are some things that you've heard people say about Jesus? Who or what have you heard other people say Jesus is? I've come up with a short list of some relatively common different ideas of who Jesus is. I've heard Jesus is just a myth. He's a liar or a con artist. He's a good moral teacher, a revolutionary, either a religious one or a political revolutionary against the Roman Empire, a spirit or an angel, a prophet or another kind of spiritual leader or guru, or just a part of God, or one of many different gods. And these are just a handful of possible answers. Some of you here maybe thought of some of the ones on this list, or some other ones that we could add to it, and maybe even you yourself might believe something different that's not on this list, including, and I'm sure many of you here actually did notice this one was missing, the answer that Jesus' friend Peter gave in our Bible passage in verse 20. "But what about you?" Jesus asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "God's Messiah." In the Bible, Messiah means God's chosen king, a savior king, who the Bible said was God's own son. And this is what Christians believe about Jesus, that he is God's Messiah, the Son of God who came to save the world. And that is what I personally believe too. And that's what Pastors Delane and Phil believe, and many others of us here at Burwood Baptist Church as well. We all believe this. Yeah, but something I often hear from people who aren't Christians is, well, how do you know that what Christianity believes is true? I mean, after all, there are so many religions who all say that their ideas are the right ones. And to be honest, that's a really good question. After all, if we go back to our list from before, and with the Christian answer about Jesus now added, even on just this question, which is only asking about who Jesus is, you know, there are so many different answers, let alone all the other questions that people have about religion. But on this question, you know, how do we decide who is right? How do we even know if any of them are right? For a lot of people, Jesus really is kind of like the Rorschach inkblot test. When you look at this inkblot, you can get some vague ideas about it, what it might be or represent, but really, it could be anything. You know, there's no wrong answers. And when you look around all the crowds of the world and all the different things they have to say about Jesus, well, trying to work out who Jesus truly is really can feel just like that. I mean, who do you believe? Is there even a right answer in the first place? Well, let me say that I believe that there is. And I do think we can know what that right answer is. And let me explain why. My little two-year-old son, Teddy, who many of you know, from time to time he enjoys drawing with his crayons, which, except for when he draws on the walls or the furniture, I love watching him do. And most of the time, as you can see in these examples on the screen, he just scribbles pretty randomly. Or at least, so it appears. And some of the time, he'll be scribbling away, and I'll ask him, "What are you drawing, Teddy?" And every now and then, he'll tell me something like, "It's a circle," or "It's a train track," or "It's a bus." So, even though his drawings look like they could be anything, actually, sometimes there is a right answer for what it actually is meant to be. Now, Teddy is probably still a little bit young to be the best example for this, honestly, because you know, even though he says that he's drawing a circle or a train or something else, it still just looks mostly like scribble. But I think every parent with kids maybe a little bit older than him will have had an experience where their child brings to them a drawing and the parent has to guess what the drawing is of. They might say, "Is it a... it's a dragon." And the child will say, "No, it's an elephant." And suddenly it all becomes clear. What you thought were wings were actually giant elephant's ears. And the picture becomes clear. Now that you know, now that it's been told to you what it is, it's so obvious. So what? What does this have to do with Jesus? Well, as I was saying before, when we listen to the voices of all the crowds, all giving different ideas about who Jesus is, and then we take them all and try to work out who Jesus actually is, it seems about as impossible as it is to say what this inkblot actually is. But what if, like the child artist, Jesus himself actually told us who he was? Wouldn't that solve the question once and for all? You see, Christians believe that the Bible is actually God's own words written down by people for everyone to read, you and me as well. And it's about Jesus, his chosen king and Messiah. In the book of John, chapter 1, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Son of God and that Jesus is God. In 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16, it says that all scripture, that is, the Bible, is God-breathed. It's the word of God. And so if we trust the Bible, then it's telling us Jesus' own words. And so if we read the Bible, then we might be able to find the real answer to our question this morning of who is Jesus really? Here on the slide, I have a few answers that answer this question. Matthew 1:21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. John chapter 4, 25 to 26. The woman said, I know that Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. And in Mark 14, verse 61 to 62, the high priest asked him, Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One? I am, said Jesus. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. And these are just a few of many possible examples of the Bible telling us that Jesus is the Messiah. And to give just one more, in the book of Luke, which is where our main passage comes from, in chapter 4, there is a scene where Jesus reads a part of the Old Testament prophecies which predicted that God's Messiah would one day come to the world, like some of the ones Ed read out for us earlier. And here, he said that that scripture which predicted God's Messiah was fulfilled by his own coming. And even in our passage, where we see what Peter, who was one of Jesus' closest friends, thought about Jesus. And he knew the answer because he had seen and he had heard everything that Jesus did and said to show people who he was for himself. And here he says that he believed that Jesus really was the Messiah. And so, if we look at what the Bible tells us about Jesus, I don't think it's actually like the ink blot test at all. In fact, I don't even think it's really like a child's drawing. No, the picture that the Bible gives us of Jesus is as good as a photograph. And while it's true that the ink blot on the left could really be anything, it might look a bit like a butterfly or a moth or a bat or maybe like a stomped snail. It could be anything. The picture on the right could only ever really be called a butterfly. Now, there's no way of looking at it other than to say that it's a butterfly that would make any sense at all. And I think that the Bible gives us just such a picture of Jesus. If we read the Bible and what it says about him, in my opinion, there's no other conclusion that we can make about him other than that he is the Messiah, that he is God's Son, that he is his chosen King. Now, if we return to the passage now, one more time. I want to say that Jesus' question to Peter here in Luke chapter 9, verse 20, is actually a question for all of us. Earlier in the sermon, I asked you to think about the question, you know, who do the crowds say Jesus is? But now ask yourself this, who do I say Jesus is? Who is Jesus to you? Now, it may be that your answer is something like one of the answers on this list. Or maybe your answer is the same as Peter's, that Jesus is the Messiah. But perhaps you feel like you aren't actually ready to answer that question for yourself just yet. And let me say that that is totally okay. In fact, if that's you, I'm really glad you're here. And I hope that you keep asking more questions about Jesus, about the Bible, about anything, if it's to try and find out your answer to Jesus' question, who do you say that I am? And I know that there are a lot of potential questions that could have come up, even just from what I've been saying this morning. Trust me, I really had to restrain myself from diving down a lot of different rabbit holes that could have come up when I was preparing this message. Questions like, can we really trust the Bible at all? What about other religions? What does it even really mean that Jesus is the Messiah? If you have any questions like that or anything else, well, let me encourage you, don't keep them to yourself. I'd love to talk about them with you, and I'm sure so would Pastor Delane or Phil or Miriam or Faustine or Nicola or many more of us here at church. We would love to talk to you about those questions. Or take this Christianity Explored course as the perfect place and opportunity to ask all your questions and maybe find out some answers to questions that you didn't even know you had. You know, next Sunday, the church is starting this group for answering all kinds of questions about Jesus with other people around who might have similar questions to you. The Christianity Explore course will start running next week, just after Sunday lunch. So come along for the church service in the morning, grab some lunch afterwards, and come back for Christianity Explored, full of all your questions. Or if you're a regular here at church, then maybe this week, and we have Mission Week coming up, maybe this is the perfect week for you to think of someone, a friend or a neighbour or a co-worker, who you might be able to invite along to this, and you could come along with them. You could ask them this same question. Who is Jesus to you? So let me finish now by saying, it's completely okay to be uncertain about who Jesus is. We've seen today that it really is easy to be unsure and confused with all the different ideas around us in the world. But Jesus is inviting us, inviting you, inviting every single person to answer him when he asks, who am I to you? And I believe that Jesus himself, in the Bible, actually tells us the true answer to that question that he wants us all to have. And that answer is that he is God's Messiah. Let me pray. Dear God, we just thank you for Jesus. You sent him into the world as your Messiah. And we thank you that you tell us everything that we need to know about him in your word, the Bible. I just pray for those of us here who have come with many questions about who Jesus is. I just pray that you would show them the answers, the right answers. That they wouldn't just feel like they have to take my word for it, to take other people's word for it, but that they would know in their heart that it is you who has the answer and is able to give it to them. And I pray that we be encouraged by that this morning. And that as those of us here who do know you as our Lord and Savior go out, that we would be looking for opportunities to share this good news, this great answer, to share our own answer of who you are to us. And let's pray that more and more people would come to know who you really are. Amen.